This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. More than 90% of people infected with HIV around the world don't know it. At the International AIDS Conference in Bangkok this week, there have been calls to expand HIV testing. But that is difficult in developing countries, even though tests are quick and relatively inexpensive. Fred DeSam Lazaro of Twin Cities Public Television reports on the efforts to increase testing in Botswana.
In much of the developing world, an HIV test is a dreaded event. There's no treatment in most countries, so a positive result almost always is a death sentence. So most people don't see a doctor or think about getting a test until they fall ill. That could be 7 to 10 years after they first become infected with HIV, a long time in which they can and unknowingly do infect other people, says Richard Holbrooke, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Ignorance only spreads the disease.
Holbrook heads a group called the Global Business Coalition on HIV/AIDS, which is calling for greatly expanded testing.
I have never seen anything that is so full of evasions and myths as people refusing to confront the fact that testing is critical to stopping the disease's spread.
Unlike most epidemics, he says, with AIDS, testing was made voluntary and confidential early on. The association with homosexuality fed fears that AIDS patients would be stigmatized. That fear is still widespread in Africa and Asia, where AIDS is also commonly linked with prostitution and drug use. That's why many advocates remain leery of any policies that could seem like or lead to coercion to get people to test. They've pushed instead for anti-AIDS drugs that have greatly increased life expectancy for patients in rich countries. Provide the drugs, the advocates say, and people will willingly come in to be tested. Holbrooke says it's all the more reason to expand testing.
We need access to treatment in order to encourage testing. But even if there wasn't full access to treatment, isn't it better to find out who is infected? If you don't know who has the disease, how do you know who to treat?
That's exactly the question they began to ask in Botswana. 2 years ago, this small but relatively prosperous African nation, facing a staggering HIV infection rate, decided to provide anti-AIDS drugs to all citizens who needed them.
When we have a situation where almost 40% of adults are HIV positive in the country, the last thing you want is for any positive person to infect one additional negative person. I mean, it would be a disaster.
Dr. Ernest Darko, who set up the drug program, says stigma was so strong that even with free drugs, people were reluctant to come in to be tested for HIV. So, early this year, the government made testing routine. Everyone who came into the healthcare system for any reason would be tested. President Festus Mohai says the policy drew a careful line to protect a patient's right to still say no.
My concern was it might be perceived as being a discriminatory practice. So, yes, we'd have to tell them that it's not compulsory, but we advise it.
The president himself went public with his own test result, which was negative.
One of the reasons I tested was part of the encouragement of people to test in general.
Slowly, the example of politician and priest is making an impression on people like Anna DiTaro, a 30-something mother who's been on anti-AIDS drugs for a year.
I know a lot of people who have higher positions, who have tested, who are not positive and who are positive. Like some priests at the churches, some counselors, some chiefs. People are realizing that you can have HIV and AIDS even if you are not naughty.
Even if you're not naughty.
Yeah, like go around with many partners.
Today, the AIDS clinic at the capital, Gaborone's biggest hospital, is filled to overflowing, and doctors worry about running short of test kits. Dr. Banu Khan, who runs the government AIDS program, says very few patients decline the HIV test.
We found that there was more fear by providers and policymakers than was actually there amongst the people who would test. People are coming out in large numbers. They're saying, why have you waited so long?
We took away all the value judgments associated with testing.
Dr. Ernest Darko.
If you go to a hospital and come back and tell your partner, look, I had a blood pressure test done. I mean, it doesn't evoke any kind of, why do you have to have a blood pressure test? But if you had an HIV test, you can imagine your partner will say, well, why did you feel in the middle of our happy marriage you had to go now and get an HIV test? By making it routine, we've given people an excuse to be tested because you'll say, well, everybody gets tested.
Analysts say Botswana's progress will be closely watched to see if routine AIDS tests compromise patients' rights or actually expand them to include not just the right of confidentiality, but also the right to life-saving drugs. For NPR News, this is Fred DeSam Lazaro.